It's Saturday morning, and Ellen and Peter Funk are doing laundry. The Funks used to do chores when most people do. They would get home from work and switch on their dishwasher, dryer, and computer. They never really paid attention to what that meant for their electricity bill.
I never thought about electricity before. Never, except when I got the bill. But you didn't have any control because you paid the same price whether you used it at 2 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon.
But a couple of years ago, the Funks started paying for their electricity differently than the rest of us. They live in one of only a handful of buildings in New York City that participate in a real-time pricing program. Real-time pricing charges consumers a different rate depending on when they use power. The Funks know that running their dishwasher or turning on a light will cost more at 5 p.m. than at 10 p.m. That's because they get a color-coded chart every month that breaks down their energy prices by time block.
The green here is low, and the green starts at 10 o'clock at night and goes through 1 o'clock the following afternoon. The yellow is medium, from 2 to 5 every day. And then Monday to Friday, there's a high period from 5 to 9, like stop. I think that's why they used red.
It's the same concept that makes cell phone minutes cost more during the day. Power costs more when more people want to use it. Real-time pricing can save consumers a lot of money. Peter Funk says his family saves hundreds of dollars a year by just shifting when they use energy.
It's an ongoing saving. You know, we do these things because they make sense economically. We don't do it because we're virtuous. We don't do it because we're better than our neighbor. We just, you know, this is the way we buy electricity because it makes sense.
Real-time pricing programs shift around power demand, so fewer people use energy during peak hours. A Department of Energy study earlier this year estimated that real-time pricing programs could cut peak energy use by about 15%. That could actually help regions improve air quality and conserve resources by decommissioning old polluting power plants. Here's how. Most areas have a network of power plants. Usually only a few of those plants, the newest, cleanest ones, are in use. But when energy demand peaks, the older, less efficient plants kick in. And those plants spew a lot of carbon dioxide and other pollutants into the air.
It's really not so much a number of the power plants, but the ones that you have to turn on at critical times.
Jim Gennaro is a New York City councilman. He also chairs the council's Committee on Environmental Protection. He says the plants that kick in when demand peaks are the worst in the system.
We have a lot of reserve capacity in the city, but these are the sort of like the older, dirtier plants. And when you run those at peak capacity, it really means a lot of pollution.
And Gennaro says those plants cost even when they're not producing energy. The city has to maintain them all the time so they can switch on when needed. That wastes energy and resources. It also means there are power plants that are only used a few weeks or even days a year. If power companies could cut peak energy demand, rarely used polluting plants could become totally unnecessary, and many could be shut down. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.